I'm going to be talking a little bit about not Vanderpump Rules, but The Valley, which premiered with Vanderpump Rules. I'm recording this on Wednesday, on Tuesday. We are going to talk a little bit about season one, episode one. Tell me your thoughts. Tell us your feelings. Let us know what you're thinking. Are you into it? Are you not? Do you like Jackson Doty back? I do. Well, how do you feel about it? I honestly, we talked a little bit about it with our Vanderpod recap of Vanderpump Rules. But again, I'm going to give The Valley a little bit more love in this little mini episode. Just go through kind of what's going on, what my thoughts are on it, and what I think is going to happen in the future. Okay, so we've got a bunch of couples in The Valley. We've got Jesse and Michelle. Jesse's an asshole. Michelle is kind of sour, kind of a low vibration woman. They've already broken up, just so you know. They broke up before the show even aired, and it shows. Then we have Miss USA Nia and Danny, who is voiceover man. You might know him from old Disney shows and the screams and grunts from Walking Dead. You don't know him. He wants you to know him. I mean, again, fine, whatever. He's got like a 6-pack, 8-pack, whatever, which Nia likes. He checks all her boxes, but whatever. They have like 40 kids and seem generally kind of boring and unfunny, humorless in general, but fine. Then we have Janet and her hot husband, Jason. Janet, I like. Janet has been in the Vanderpump universe for quite some time. She was at Sheena's wedding. I think she's friends with Ariana. I think she's out and about, you know. Jason's an attorney, which Jax doesn't know what he does. We get to that a little bit later. Then we have Zach, whose hairline is fucking obscenely out of control, which, again, no hairline should be like this. I'm sure he's getting a lot of heat online, and he should. He deserves it. Then Jasmine, who fucking tells it like it is, whatever, with Zach, but used to work at Sir. So she's an old blast from the past. I think she's in the early seasons. So Jack, Jasmine, and Janet live together in the same building or used to. Then we got Jackson Brittany, of course, who Brittany's friends with Janet. You know, like, it's, again, this is interwoven thing. We've got Jackson Brittany, they're still together. The legend, Kristen Doty, with her new boyfriend, a tiny man from Colorado that she fucked behind a tent at a wedding and kept him around. And he's a man. And it's very funny. He gets a lot of heat. Should he? No, probably not. But it is fairly funny. Okay, so we start the episode. Brittany has had jaw liposuction. We're getting right into it. How did her accent get even more Kentucky from being in LA for 10 years? I'm not sure. She's leaning into it. Whatever. Janet is very pregnant. She's fucking doing her own shenanigans, putting fucking melons on her husband to show him what pregnancy's like. Jesse and Michelle live behind Chateau Marmont and literally hate each other. But their house is pretty great. They shit on The Valley, too. The Valley is the title of the show. You're shitting on the place that the title of the show you're on is in reference to, which is very funny. And this is what I kind of like about the show, too, is that they will fucking tear into anything in their talking heads. Like, they're not here to, like, be polite. There's a lot of establishing stuff, of course. And a lot of the time when you get a lot of establishing stuff, it kind of doesn't read as fun, really. But this does. They're ready to tear into each other. They know the assignment. They're fucking here to fucking be fuckers, you know? They hate each other. They're already broken up. They work together. They live together. They do not live in the Valley. Kristen, big storyline, is trying to have a baby with her Colorado boyfriend. Apparently he owns 70,000 acres in Colorado. And she has very, especially in her talking heads, very like, when's my time energy. And she literally says that. It's not her best. Her best, Kristen's best, is when she has an assignment. Not like a pregnancy assignment, but like a fucking get dirt from someone assignment. And I'm hoping they've teased this, that she will get there, because a drunk Kristen Doty is a beautiful thing that should be cherished and appreciated, because we don't know how long we have with her. She might stop drinking, God forbid. She might get pregnant. Not God forbid. I mean, I want her to be happy, but I love a limbs in the air Kristen Doty fucking trying to fucking get something on somebody. Nobody likes Luke. Kristen just started dating him. We get a little more history about why he stuck around. Kristen dated a guy before him for years and years, who I guess makes an appearance. And everyone is kind of like reeling from their breakup. So everyone's like, who the fuck is this guy? And Jax is so fun. I mean, like, Jax, rare form too. I love it. He's coming in strong, as he should. He's back on Bravo and he needs to kind of prove himself a little bit. And he makes fun of fucking Luke for everything, for like having an Android. He literally makes fun of Luke for having an Android phone. That's just where we start. I realize that Luke also looks like the actor from Friday Night Lights. He's got very like Matt Saracen vibes. And Jax, again, is obsessed with their relationship. Classic Jax, just like zoning in on their relationship. He's worried about them having kids out of wedlock. He says out of wedlock like 17 times this episode. And Jax, again, he shines on this show. Another big event that happens aside from like golf where Jax is laying into Luke is this big birthday party that Jax and Brittany throws for Janet. And it's the Janet County Fair. Very funny. I love it. As another Midwesterner, I appreciate it. And Dodie and Luke are getting a lot of heat at this party. I love it. You know, Dodie holds her own. She's fucking shoots back. Also, Sheena and Lala are there giving nothing. Like, why do they even need to be there? I get it. There's a presence of Vanderpump there, an ode to Vanderpump per se, but like, who the fuck cares? There's a tattoo artist there. There's hot dogs. There's a dunk tank. There's funnel cake. I like this party. I want to be at this party. Theme parties, not super into. I think they're fucking lame, especially on these shows. But this one, okay. I'm impressed, the Valley. The Valley got me. My favorite part, and it's how we end this episode, is Danny gets pantsed by Jax while he's taking a photograph, and he's not wearing any underwear. And Nia goes into another room and just, like, cries about it. And I'm like, all right, this show is fucking gonna bring it. If we're already crying about our husbands getting pantsed during a photo op, who knows what's possible? I cannot wait. This one's for you tonight.